This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about our Hometown Hope organization for the month of September, and it is the Her Refuge, and I'm happy to have on the program to talk more about that Lindsay Rye, the founder and board president. And Lindsay, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're also joined with Jessica Roddy. Did I get that right? Board member and fundraising committee chair. Very important positions,
yes,
there, Jessica.
Important.
Yeah.
No, thanks for having us.
And we are so happy to be able to have you on because of the fact to be able to explain what you're doing, what the organization is. You are in the kind of like the formative portion of the organization, but just to kind of explain, you know, there is a an acronym, the HER, and what that stands for, Jessica. Oh, I'm sorry, Lindsay.
Well, HER stands for Heal, Empower, and Restore. And that's really the best way to summarize who we are and what we're all about, is to help teen girls and their families experience healing, empowerment, and restoration.
So how did this come about? Why was this organization formed?
So this has really been a dream of mine for, 10 to 15 years.
Possibly. No kidding.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a counselor right here in our community, and I've always had a passion for helping teen girls experience healing. And so it was just a dream that was placed on my heart, and ever since that time, we've been working towards this at this capacity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it got to the point to where you said, let's try to do something, right?
Yeah. For a while, it was just a dream that was just on my heart. And, you know, if you've ever had a dream that just kind of sticks with you and it doesn't go away,
yeah,
you're like, I should pay attention to that.
Yeah.
So it was one of those. And so, yeah, after several years, we formed our board and became a 501c3 and began working toward making this happen.
That's great. Yeah. Now, how important is to have an organization like this?
Oh, critical.
Critical.
Yeah. There are just a lot of concerns, mental health concerns with teen girls specifically in our community. And specifically from the Michigan Profile for Healthy Youth, there are some stats that was given to girls and students within Lenawee County, and it surveyed 9th and 11th grade students.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically for female students, 26.6% reported that they had seriously considered attempting suicide during the past 12 months.
Oh, wow. I mean, when you think, even with, you said 27%, right?
Yeah.
Even that number, that's a big number, though.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you think of 27%, how many young girls that affects, and that includes, yeah.
Yes. And then even more, so 19.8% reported that they had made a plan about how they would attempt suicide.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then 11.6% reported that they had actually attempted.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And I think the important thing to mm-hmm. note is that that's only 9th and 11th grade girls that report represents. So, I mean, if that's shocking to people, I can only imagine what it would be if we had statistics for 9th through 12th mm-hmm. and even into grade school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even like in the preteen years, mm-hmm. Especially because it seems like there's been more information coming out about how early this is affecting young girls in our society, mm-hmm. and obviously here in Lenawee County as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Jessica, what got you involved in this? What made you be wanting to be a part of this, too?
Yeah, so it was actually a board member that was a part of our board for a little while, Carrie Smith. Actually, she is a good friend of mine. She said that she's a part of this organization that wants to help teen girls in the community. And having been a teen girl myself, obviously, I know the struggles that can arise for girls in any capacity of life. And once she shared that with me, it resonated with how my heart and things that I felt led to help out within the community. I have a background in nonprofit. I went to college and got a degree in nonprofit work, and now I actually help my parents run a real estate company. So I volunteer for fun. And I, when I met with the board and I met with Lindsay and saw all the stuff that they had started and the process they were on, I felt led to join the board. And so I've been since about 2020, I think. Mm-hmm. And just every step of the way, you just know that there's a girl on the other side of that one day is going to get these resources, who hopefully won't be one of those statistics one day.
Yeah.
Because of this organization.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And knowing that there is going to be a resource mm-hmm. for them too, right, yes. Lindsay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so what are your plans for the organization? What are some of the things that you would like to be able to accomplish? And, you know, both of you can kind of chime in on this.
Yeah. So our main goal is to be able to create a free, biblically based, long-term residential treatment program for teen girls right here in Lenawee County. So it will be a home that they'll come, that they'll live in, long-term treatment. So approximately 8 to 12 months they'll come, they'll get counseling services, they'll learn life skills, they'll be able to continue their education. There will be opportunities for them to be involved in the community and still stay connected to the community. And so it really will help meet them where they're at and mm-hmm. provide opportunities for them to experience that healing and that empowerment and that restoration.
And probably being able to know that they're not alone in this. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right, Jessica?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think the biggest part is the restoration within the community that we are, that I get so excited about to focus on, because we're not just doing a quick fix. We're not just giving a Band-Aid to a situation that will probably plague them their whole lives. We're helping give them the tools and resources. That's why it's such a long-term type of stay, because they're going to be getting those tools and resources that will put them back in the community as well-equipped young women that will be able to prevent these things from happening in the future to them, and they'll be able to have those resources. So the home is that we talk about is just very special to us, because we know it can't be a facility. It can't feel like a clinic. It can't feel like a hospital to them. It needs to feel like a home, because some of these girls may be coming from places that don't feel like homes.
Mm-hmm.
And to give them that feeling of a home and what, you know, could come from that, I think is just such a positive thing mm-hmm. to be able to put into their lives.
And I can just imagine the part of the situations that might be coming up is that the home life might be help creating their feelings too, that they need to be able to know how to adjust to that or how to work with that, right?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, am I on the right track with that?
Yeah. So we may be serving girls that have experienced different types of trauma.
Yeah.
And those that have developed different types of mental disorders, such as depression, anxiety, self-harm, substance use disorders, and even eating disorders. And so the environment that we grow up can at times contribute to that.
Will you also be looking at some of the outside things, like maybe like social media, as well as maybe, you know, we're talking about the age group of these girls, about maybe even school, mm-hmm. for that matter, might be sometimes can be mm-hmm. a big factor too, can it?
Oh, yeah. And I think that's going to be the unique thing about our organization, is that each program is going to be tailored to those girls. It's not going to be a one kind of quick fix for just like a blanket type of program that we're going to put on these girls. It's going to be very tailored to what their specific needs are. Mm-hmm. So if social media or something like that is one of the key triggering things for them, then trying to focus on helping them with those resources and those tools to be able to overcome those mm-hmm. stresses, because we're never going to get away from social media.
Yeah, exactly. But being able to know how to handle it and, you know, and when to, mm-hmm.
for sure,
you know, knowing that this is not good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Healthy boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as we all know, we can get so hooked and addicted to social media is that sometimes, you know, as adults, we can say, hey, I've had enough.
Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. you know, growing up, sometimes it's hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because sometimes, you know, they may feel as if that's part of their lives.
Right.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
yeah. for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where I think that the home is going to be very helpful for them to feel almost like a reprieve from some of that. We've gone house hunting, we've gone shopping for commercial buildings, and that's why I think we really focus on the idea that we're probably going to have to build this home, because obviously the state has very strong guidelines on what a home that offers this type of care needs to look like. So
sure.
That's kind of like what our next phase is getting ready to hopefully focus on building this home so that we can open our doors one day to be able to solve these or offer these type of things for the girls.
Are you looking at other resources to be able to help you out with this as well, Lindsay? From other areas of that are able maybe to help you out here in Lenawee County?
So we plan to partner just with different counseling agencies, organizations, schools in the community. They will be, because they're face-to-face with mm-hmm. teen girls who are struggling right here in our community. So there'll be a great partnership with those organizations. So together we can meet the needs that are right here in Lenawee County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we are talking about all young girls here in Lenawee County, not just Adrian. It's
yes.
all of yeah. the whole county, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So what are your next steps that you would like to be able to be able to do at this point?
So for right now, our main focus is fundraising. So we have a campaign goal of $6 million, and that includes our startup costs plus 3 years of operating expenses. So that's our main focus right mm-hmm. now
yeah.
in this stage.
And mm-hmm. I think it's important to note that we do want, the reason it may sound like that it's such a steep amount is because we want to be completely free to the girls. We don't want any hurdles or barriers of insurance or anything like that. So in our operating costs, it's the program is completely paid for these girls and their families. So that we want to raise those funds ahead of time so we're ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So once we're up and operational, we can just keep raising and fundraising for years and years and years.
Yeah, yeah. And that you can just keep the sustainability going
yes.
on after that, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
Yep.
To get your base down.
Correct.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So how are you looking for people to be able to help out with that then?
Yeah, that's a great question. So right now we are in our fundraising stage where we are asking for donations. These donations we would like to be to help partner with us in the beginning to be kind of like our groundwork, the foundation type donations that will get us up and running. And then also looking for committee members, because we have 6 board members. And so we are always looking for those that maybe want to join our fundraising committee that have a good pulse on the community, for those that, you know, maybe we don't know that really would love to get involved and
sure.
work from the ground up to help her refuge get up and running.
Yeah.
So that is a big focus for us right now, is looking for those that could have the capacity to give in a larger sense and potentially come alongside us to help us start from the ground up.
Now, do you have a website, or you have a presence on social media at this point, too?
Yeah, so our website is her-refuge.org, and then we're also on Facebook as well.
Okay, and repeat that once again.
Her-refuge.org.
Okay. And is there ability to make donations there as well?
Yes, we okay. do have that available online.
Okay.
And we have the capacity to do one-time gifts, monthly gifts. And you can choose all of that right within our website.
Okay. And is there more information about Her Refuge on your website as well?
Yes. Yep. There is more information on there. And then we do also have a mailing address here in Adrian to a P.O. Box 8 in Adrian, Michigan.
Post Office Box 8, Adrian, Michigan. And that's H.E.R. Her?
Her, yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then Refuge after that, right?
Correct.
Okay, yep. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, this is, you know, you're a new organization. Want to make sure people understand, you know, mm-hmm. how to get in contact with you as well. And your website, once again, is?
her-refuge.org.
Okay, excellent. Well, much success. I know this is a needed thing here, not only here in Lenawee County, but across the nation, but something that will be able to help right here in Lenawee County. And I think it's so much needed, as both of you have mentioned, the need for it to be able to have young girls to be able to have a place to go to. And, you know, the more that we can help the young girls to be able to see that, you know, that suicide's not the answer, and there is more, and that they are worthwhile.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that they understand that so they can have a very continued and successful life as well, too.
Right,
and be contributing members of Lenawee County.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great, great. Well, anything else that we haven't mentioned so far that you'd like to bring up on as we are kind of closing things off? Oh, good. That means I did a good job then, huh?
Yeah, pretty thorough.
Yes.
Good, good deal. Well, I want to thank you so much, and congratulations on being the Hometown Hope organization for the month of September. I know we're going to be hearing more throughout the announcements throughout the month, and I know we're going to be having a broadcast with you as well to learn more. So much success in the future, okay?
Thank you so much. Yep. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank
well,
you.
Thank you so much. My guests have been Lindsay Rye, founder and board president, and Jessica Rohde, the board member and fundraising committee chair. My guest here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner, and have yourself a good evening, and we'll talk again soon.